Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bonus episode time on the Bat Signal Podcast. What's up, everyone? If you're listening to this, I bet you are a Major League Baseball bettor, and we have two of the best names in sports betting in Major League Baseball. Did that make sense? Stevie Armato, who is a co-host of the show, along with the Sheffield Shuffler. Stay tuned for a lot of really smart, very pointed picks on the Home Run Derby, Cy Young Awards, NFL futures, and we do have a parlay set up for today. July 15th, a juicy three-leg underdog parlay. We're calling it the Bad Signal Parlay Friday Parlay. Yes. And if you want to get in on the sports betting, and I know you do, Better Edge is the proud presenting sponsor of the Bad Signal Podcast. And we're sending that pride right back at them because our partners at Better Edge, as of yesterday, were awarded the Rising Star of the Year Award by the SBC Sports Betting Awards of North America. We are so proud. So we want you to get on the action. If you don't know how to sign up, I have a great tutorial that is on the Bad Signal Podcast Instagram page. Go to betteredge.com. Get $20 free to sign up and bet. Who doesn't want free money? Come on, guys. betteredge.com/Courtney. Make sure to verify your account with your ID so you get that $20 and let's get going. Oh, you thought we were done for this week on Bad Signal Podcast? No, we are not. We are coming back with the knockout 1-2 punch, Stevie Content Armato, and the Sheffield Shuffler. Welcome to the program.
Woo! Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
I love that you asked for Peter to come on today. This is like, this is just going to be great content all around. Let's go.
Peter went viral when the two of you went to the Phillies game and you bet on a home run prop. The video, the TikTok, it's just like screaming in the line. How shit-faced were you? And how much shit did you get for only putting $40 on the home run prop?
So I wasn't too shit-faced, Steve. I was more shit-faced later in the day. It was still daylight out then.
I was definitely more shit-faced than you at that moment.
Okay. First off, yeah, anybody that... It's about betting for me. It's not about, I'm not trying to get rich off of betting like a lot of people. You know what I mean? I do it as a hobby for fun. My whole goal is to be right. I love being right. I'm smarter than you. I know what I'm talking about. So I got it, right? So me and Steve chose to meet up. He lives in New York. I'm in Philly. We chose to do content that day. We went to the sports book. We filmed it. I got a little microphone. I picked Kyle Schwarber. So all those things came together and he hits a home run. So yeah, I was excited. So get over it. I was excited. They're like, for $150? I'm like, I don't care about the money. It's I'm right. I got it right. So, and then it led to a job opportunity. So you know what? I don't care. It was great. It was a great day. And I got to hang with Steve Armato.
Middle fingers in the air.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you come on the show and I was crossing my fingers because Stevie had a little doggy emergency yesterday. How is dog?
He's good. They want to change his food. I think they're trying to screw me. So they say his bladder wall is like too thick because they want to change his food, but they said he doesn't have stones. So I'm like, the food is for stones. You said he doesn't have stones. They did like blood work. They did the urine samples. And like my wife's like, they're trying to screw us. We shouldn't change the food. I was like, I'm just calling my sister-in-law, who's a vet, and we'll ask her. He's on like anti-inflammatory medication now, but he's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay. We're doing good. We're doing all right.
How much was that vet bill?
I don't want to talk about
$1,200.
No. It was four, but it was four.
$4,000?
$4,000. Are you out of your mind?
$400,
except I got to pay most of it. I got to pay most of the bill too, because our pet insurance, we have to meet the $250 deductible. So I got to pay almost the entire bill anyway.
Oh my God.
Is there a bigger scam than insurance? Like, what are we doing?
At that point, you got to cancel the dog if it costs.
No. He's fine. He's fine. He's all right. Okay. He's going to be fine.
The funniest thing was, I was crossing my fingers and Stevie's texting me today and he's like, yo, do you have a rundown for the show? Pete wants to know. He needs the rundown. And I'm like, yeah, like I don't really have like a specific rundown. So in all of Steve's like content, Steve, if your podcast doesn't have a rundown, does your podcast have a rundown?
Mine? No.
Well, then fuck your life.
Yeah.
Like I am listening to Steve in my head. Like, hey, you don't have an intro for your show. You should just quit.
Whoa. I didn't say that.
Does your podcast not have video?
Was this planned, like, just to come on and just shred my business page content? Like, what's going on?
Hey, it's been doing good though, Steve. I saw it's got good traction. Your last video.
Yeah, I got one the other day, got like 22,000, but my wife thinks I just hit a hashtag and like got a lot of bot traction on it, which I don't care. It still says 22,000 views. I don't give a shit. I got 22. I got 11. People are reaching out to me now. They're like, hey, like, can you help me? And I'm like, yeah, just set up a call. So I do a call guy now.
It's me. Oh, you're a big call guy now.
Sales guy Steve. That's it.
Sales guy Steve. Fresh out the shower. That's right. All right, guys, let's get to some sports betting stuff. I have a major announcement. And this is a very proud moment that Better Edge, the presenting sponsor for the Bad Signal podcast, has won Rising Star of the Year from the Sports Betting Community Award show last night. They are the Rising Star of the Year. They competed against PointsBet, like some of these major, major names.
That's big news.
Yeah, big news. And they are a proud presenting sponsor of the Bad Signal podcast. Go sign up. Use the code Courtney for $23. Listen,
I got something to say here. I think now that they won an award, they better up that ante a little bit.
From 20, maybe
50. Greg, we gotta have a phone call, Greg.
Exactly. Guys, let's get to some baseball sports betting stuff. Parlay Friday is today. I know that today. You are jacked. You have three shows to do. What are your thoughts on the upcoming All-Star game? Is Pete Alonso going to win the home run derby? Are we big home run derby bettors this upcoming week?
I'm a big home run derby bettor. I lose because I don't bet on Pete Alonso because he's my guy.
Yeah.
But
you just do that out of like, you don't want to jinx him.
I don't want to jinx him. He's my guy. I like the home run derby. So I do think he has a tough matchup though. Round one against Acuña. I think that's a tough matchup. I like bigger guys. So Alonso, I like Schwarber a lot too. I like bigger guys because it takes them longer to get tired. Mm-hmm. Because you get tired because you got to think about it. It's fast. It's like rapid fire. It's timed. You're taking a lot of swings in a short amount of time. Bigger guys don't get tired. If you get like little scrawnier guys, like Corey Seager might have one good round and his second round, he's going to be dead. He'll win now after I said that. Yeah. I like Schwarber. I think Acuña will upset Alonso. Honestly, I think Pete can't keep winning this thing.
Three in a row. That would be impressive.
It's my pick. Peter, what do you got? What do you, how do you feel? He's going to be there.
I will be there. Yes. I will be there.
You're going to LA?
Yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon for LA and I will be there all weekend till Wednesday.
Wow.
So I'm excited. Yeah, I'll be in the outfield, hopefully catching some home run balls. But I agree with what Steve said. So that first round, I thought it was a terrible idea to put Pete Alonso against Ronald Acuña. That should be in the later rounds. And I know it's based off of how many home runs they hit already this season. I don't care. First round, Kyle Schwarber is going to beat Albert Pujols. Juan Soto, Jose Ramirez, I'm guessing Juan Soto, but the Pete Alonso, Ronald Acuna one, I think that should have been saved for later. We could possibly see Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso in the finals, and I think that's what everybody wants to see.
Is Otani, for his sake, not in the home run derby last year? Because I mean the man is a surefire MVP, and we can break down some of these numbers of the things that he's been doing, and the fact that he is not getting enough attention as a Los Angeles Angel. He needs to leave the team. Mike Trout needs to leave the team. Think about if he was in a market like New York, Chicago, even Dallas. I'm not saying him, he would be a good fit for the Texas Rangers, but this guy, in terms of MVP, look, we have not seen a player like this since Babe Ruth. I mean, we're talking decades and decades of the things that he's doing. He does not belong in the home run derby. That was the first point. But what are your thoughts on Otani in terms of, the MVP race? It almost seems like it's impossible for him not to win at this point. Judge is batting like 270, right?
He's fallen off a little bit. I think he's like 280, but he's still got a lot of home runs. He's on pace for like 60 something.
Yeah.
But what, Peter, you were going to talk. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think Otani just took the lead yesterday, the day before, for favorite for the MVP. I think it was at like plus 105 at whatever kind of book you're looking at. Mm-hmm. But I think me and Steve have had this discussion before. And like you were saying, Courtney, is the fact that he plays in LA, the fact that a lot of their games start at 10:10 on Eastern Standard Time, the fact that he's in a smaller market, nobody cares about the Angels. You can go ahead and say it's in Los Angeles. It's not a baseball town.
It's really far. When you drive from LA, it's a good 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, it's just the fact what he's doing on both sides of the ball. He can pitch, and not just pitch, but pitch very, very well. And like you said, there's just nobody that we haven't seen anything like that. We've never seen Babe Ruth play. We know the stories, the lore of it. Oh, Babe Ruth, he was the greatest. We've never watched him play. We get to see this happening every night, every fifth night he pitches, every night he's hitting. It's just incredible.
I read a sick stat about Otani.
We love sick stats.
There's two sick stats. So since 1974, when he's pitching with runners in scoring position,
this is the stat. Okay, this was the one. Perfect. You just right on cue, because this is the one that they said on the Dan Le Batard show.
The lowest batting average against for a pitcher.
Okay, yes.
And when he's hitting, he has the highest batting average with runners in scoring position.
That's
like with runners in scoring position, pitching lowest ERA or average against, whatever it is. And with runners in scoring position, he's got the highest batting average since 1974. That's
insane.
Fucking absurd. It's fucking absurd. Bleep it out. I don't know, whatever you want to do with that.
No, listen,
it's nuts. I just think everybody's like, oh, like trade him to the Yankees or whatever. But like we and Peter were talking about this earlier on Daily Dingers. He fills the stands. Like people come. Peter went against the Orioles. It was a packed house at Camden Yards.
Yeah, in Baltimore. It was nuts. Yeah, it was like, dude, it's going to be empty. There's no one comes out to these games. And people showed out.
There were 19,000 Marlins fans to watch him when he came. 19,000 in the stadium, where they usually do about 4,000 or 5,000.
Well, there's not even 19,000 Marlins fans in the world, so it's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we got to plan some sort of a Marlins and Mets and Phillies, kind of rundown. We need to borrow Steve. Steve needs to make his way down to South Florida.
I do. My brother-in-law lives down there, so I got to get there.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, my brother-in-law lives down there.
All right. Well,
if you need a reservation at Bottle Blonde, let me know. He's
That's the new spot. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, there you go. I got the hookups. I don't even live there.
Look, guys, Bottle Blonde down here. We can go to City Cigar Bar. That was also a location where we had a Better Edge Bad Signal party.
Hialeah has beer out of Cigar City, right?
Yes. That's City Cigar Lounge.
Oh, you said City Cigar Lounge. I said Cigar City. Sorry.
Oh, no. City Classic Cigar Lounge is fantastic. I cannot wait to have some Football Sunday events there. They are not a presenting sponsor of the podcast, but they have this room with these insanely luxurious couches in kind of like layers. And they have like the wall to wall televisions. And on Sundays they have every single game on, and you could smoke cigars in there. It's just like it's a boy's dream.
It's a nice little day.
Exactly. I see both of your faces are
Peter's light. Eyes. Peter's like,
yeah, I can imagine an old fashioned cigar. The clock just hits noon and I'm watching football with my bed's placed. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's get to some Cy Young picks, because I want to pick the brain of the baseball gods that are on this podcast.
You said it, not us.
Steve, who you got for your Cy Young, your leader right now?
I mean, well, if it's not Shane McClanahan in the AL, then I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
He's the best pitcher in the AL by far. The guy's unbelievable. He's striking out like over 12 batters per nine innings. ERA is under 2. I don't know what else you could say about him besides that he's a stud. In the NL, this is a little bit – well, in the NL, it's probably going to be Corbin Burnes because the Brewers are actually good. But I think you could say Sandy Alcantara can make a case for
it. Oh, yeah, too. No, he's – I mean, he is – he's someone that you should come to the ballpark to go see pitch.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy, and the guy does something that other people today don't do. He pitches deep in games. He's gone seven. We talked about this again. He's gone seven innings in 12, at least seven in 12 straight starts. He gets the ball. He expects to finish the game. Him and Corbin Burnes in the NL, I think McClanahan. I know everybody's big on Nestor because he's got a nice mustache, whatever. But it's McClanahan to me, and then Burnes or Alcantara. If you go with Burnes because his team is better, you do that. But I mean, Alcantara makes a good case.
What about you, Chef?
So we're only halfway through the season. So leading up to this point, you know, things can change. A lot of things can change come the end of the year. Now, I don't know if he's going to be a front runner, but I think one of the most impressive pitchers in the AL has got to be Justin Verlander. He's 39 years old. All right. Yeah. Now that's not old, but I mean, in baseball terms, sports terms, 39 years old, coming off of a Tommy John surgery. It's absurd that he's pitching at the level that he's pitching at. He's got a flat two ERA. He plays on one of the best teams in the bigs. He's got 11 wins this season. And pitches very deep into games as well. Yeah. So I think it's just very impressive what he's doing. But I guess you would say Shane McClanahan with the Tampa Bay Rays is probably going to be your front runner right now. As of right now, he's got a sub 2 ERA, 1.7. He's got 10 wins. So he's been very impressive, very young pitcher, fun to watch. Racks up a ton of strikeouts every single game too. Ask Steve, he's a money printer when it comes to over in strikeouts.
Okay.
When you look in the NL, I know you mentioned Corbin Burnes, but a guy I'm looking at is Tony Gonsolin. Tony Gonsolin has not lost a game yet. He's got 11 wins on the season, and we know wins aren't a big deal in baseball. But again, a 2.02 ERA, playing on the best team in the NL, one of the best teams in the NL. Almost 90 strikeouts, very low earned runs, very dominant. And he wasn't always a starting pitcher as well. He came out of the bullpen earlier in his career. So I like Tony Gonsolin as the leader right now. And then we'll go Shane McClanahan in the AL.
I feel like any Tampa Bay Rays pitcher, and I know Steve is going to agree with me on this, should just immediately be deconsidered for any awards, because they just run their shit based on numbers and not
Don't get me started on the other night. You saw the tweet. I talked about this. I went bananas on the pot on the show earlier. I hate it. I hate it. And it's not because I had the over on strikeouts. Okay. Well, it is, but that's besides the point.
I was talking about this with Sarah Spain. Great interview with Sarah Spain, by the way. You're listening to the Bad Signal podcast. If you want to go check out and revisit that episode that I just dropped yesterday, but we were talking about, she said the magic words that really tickled my heartstrings, and it's Theo Epstein. She's talking about Theo Epstein, and she's like, by any chance of God, if there was was opportunity for Theo Epstein to become commissioner of baseball, how realistic could that be? Or is Manfred just have his greedy, grubby ass hands all over it at this point?
Well, here's the thing too. Has there ever been a commissioner that anybody has liked? I mean, I don't know how liked Adam Silver is in the NBA.
No,
I mean,
Adam Silver is very well liked.
Is he well liked?
Extremely well liked. And he also, too, he was the reason that back in 1996, the Last Dance with Michael Jordan, he was the reason that he sent in those cameras to go film all of that stuff. So he has been in the league and in the ranks for a very long time. Adam Silver is beloved in the NBA.
Okay.
I would say that he is the only commissioner.
Got to be the only one. I don't know about hockey, but Batman, obviously
no.
Nobody likes Roger Goodell, and then no. nobody, no matter who's in charge of the MLB, nobody likes him. But that would be so interesting if Theo Epstein took over, because he is one of the more beloved characters in baseball. As you could tell, he has been orchestrated the Cubs 2016 World Series. He did that with the Red Sox as well. Genius baseball mind. So I would love to see that.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, I wish, I mean, when Stevie Cohen took over the Mets, they had a quick interview with him, and Theo was like, I want to be the commissioner of baseball, so I'm going to turn you down.
Okay.
I would love to see it. It would be great.
Interesting. Yeah, Stevie Cohen, that is my friend's uncle.
Wow.
Yeah.
If they got any extra laying around.
Come on, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, Jackie, I think you're going to be just fine.
I just put it in an account, leave it there. I won't touch it.
Oh, and my uncle, and I mean, I eventually brought it up, and I was like, yes, we all know who your uncle is.
Yeah.
She gets a little insecure about that. Yes, exactly. Well, do you guys have any must-play futures in the NFL that you're looking at right now?
NFL futures?
Yeah, NFL futures. I was talking yesterday. I might, honestly, I really might put a future on the Vikings to win the NFC North.
I have one.
Okay.
I had one too.
I have one future. I don't know what the odds are right now, but they're pretty good. I think they're okay.
All right.
So my one futures pick, because I actually think there's a lot of hype going around the AFC West right now.
Yeah.
So my one future is that the San Diego Chargers win the AFC West.
San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers.
Whatever, the LA Chargers, plus 240.
So did you watch my Instagram story yesterday? So someone asked me, they said, who is your like dark horse favorite? And who's one of the people that you think is going to be the best in football? And I said, the Chargers, because of all of the moves that they made with their defense and picking up Khalil Mack. And
I just think that Herbert's going to take a huge step. I think that there's the quarterbacks in that division. If you look at it, like, yeah, Mahomes is great, but you can't tell me the Chiefs got better this year. And then you look at the Raiders, I think, got better slightly with Devontae Adams.
Still kind of a long shot in terms of this. You don't know with the first year head coach. And I'm just completely contradicting myself, because I'm saying the Vikings are going to win the North when they have a new head coach in Kevin O'Connell. However, with Josh McDaniels, you don't know if that experiment and how well, really until training camp, to see how well he's meshing with Derek Carr. It's really funny. Do you know who is the one quarterback that has taken more MVP odds in the last week or so?
Zach Wilson.
Do you believe this story with him fucking his best friend's mom?
I mean, good for him.
Have you seen the kid?
Yeah. Good for him.
Handsome dude.
I mean, I might think about it. I'm just kidding. It's crazy. It's crazy. Actually, yesterday was really funny. You know the Almost Friday account, the Instagram account, Almost Friday or Friday Beers, whatever? They like had a picture of Zach Wilson with Stifler's mom. It was just Almost Friday.
That's great. Listen, like, I'm not going to be that kind of cougar, I promise.
There was a story in New York, Steve. I don't know if you heard about this in the last like 3 or 4 weeks, about like, I don't know if it was prom or something, but it was a prominent, like affluent neighborhood in New York. And the moms did a bunch of cocaine, and one of them made out with one of the kids in high school and shit on the floor.
Wow, that's the
headline. The headline in the paper said "party pooper" something. It was so funny. You got to look it up. It's a town somewhere in New York.
You want to talk about very weak bowel walls? Like,
yeah, that, yes, that, my dog, fucking this lady, it's unbelievable. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of there.
We encourage you all to look up this story.
I'm going to get out of there on that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Pete, we got to talk about this great. I mean, his Pete's TikTok account is fantastic. I just
best TikTok it. Account. Best account on you. TikTok.
Yeah, I try so really. Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great video about he's talking about Ozzie Guillen wants to fight John Heyman. Can you get into and explain this? Because I mean, I actually felt bad for Ozzy when he replied to John Heyman because they were going at it on Twitter. He's like, why is it? Because my English isn't that good, because I'm poor, because I'm this, like I'm not as handsome. Like yeah. I also felt like I was like, oh, Ozzy, don't hit me in the heartstrings here, bro.
Yeah, Ozzy is like TV gold. He is awesome. He's hilarious. He's very feisty. But yeah, when John Heyman came at him, 61-year-old John Heyman, because he was being critical of Tony La Russa, which I think is very fair. Everyone should be critical of Tony La Russa and the terrible job that he's doing and the questionable calls with an 0-1 count, walking batters. Like, what is going on? He does a lot of questionable things and should be questioned. You should question things like that. So yeah, then John Heyman comes at him and he's like, you know what? Let's get in the ring. Let's fight for charity. And then John Heyman doesn't say a word, obviously.
Yeah, because to be honest, like Ozzy would smoke his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Would absolutely smoke him.
John Heyman's beating up nobody.
Yeah, exactly. What country is Ozzy from?
Is Venezuelan? He Venezuelan?
He might be Venezuelan.
I think he's Venezuelan. I mean, he will fuck somebody up.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if this was on the streets, then he and his crew at 70 years old would be like at his doorstep.
But I mean, wouldn't that be a more interesting fight than whoever Jake Paul is fighting next? Like, yes. I don't care who's fighting that. I'd rather watch this.
Yes, I agree.
Now we're intersecting UFC boxing. And,
we should do a pay-per-view. Sponsored by Better Edge, Ozzy versus Heyman. Will announce it. Will be the ring announcer. This is perfect. Yes. Like this will go viral.
They got NFL players fighting now. Adrian Peterson fighting.
These guys just doing anything for money?
Who was Greg Hardy?
Yeah, he got smoked.
He
got smoked.
You want to check for that guy for CTE? I mean, like I don't know if he was an administrator user, but that guy is. You know, he had a troubled career with the Cowboys and now then he jumped in the ring and he got ousted pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
It's not Adrian Peterson. It's, Frank Gore.
Frank Gore
is doing boxing.
Oh yeah. Frank Adrian Gore. Peterson's fighting Le'Veon Bell, pretty soon.
When?
Yeah.
Wait, are they really, are they, why would they
July
be doing,
30th?
Why would any NFL say, oh, it's really good if you know, these two.
Le'Veon Bell signed one of the fattest contracts in the history of football for a running back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but he also fucked himself over by sitting out a year.
People are nuts. I got one bet for you tonight, though.
Okay, yeah. Can we lay out some bets for the weekend?
Yeah, I got just mine are all basically today, but we could go because I can't see the books for tomorrow.
I'm going Red Sox money line tonight because I think there is a plus 189 value on Better Edge right now. So I'm going to go grab that.
Wow, that's big. That's bigger value than I got on the books. It's like 158. All right.
What are your bets?
All right. I got two for tonight. I gave some out on our show earlier, but I got two other ones. I got Aaron Judge, 2+ total bases. It's a -105. He's 9-for-23 off of Eovaldi. He's got two doubles and a home run. So it's like a 390 average and like a 1025 OPS.
I love that you call him Eovaldi. It's
Eovaldi, whatever his name is. You know, I got that. And I added this one because I like it. This is a gut feeling, so you might want to go the other way. I'm going with the Pirates on the money line tonight, +120.
Woo! Okay. Bang. What do you got, Pete?
I got Sandy Alcantara. Possible Cy Young Award winner that we mentioned to record a win at +105. The Phillies are pitching Kyle Gibson. He's got a 5.81 ERA in the month of June. Get this. Sandy Alcantara has pitched against the Phillies twice this year. Only one player has an RBI against him. His name, Bryce Harper, not in the lineup. I think the total is at like 7. It's going to be a low scoring game. Sandy Alcantara with the win plus money. Also White Sox money line plus money as well. 120. They mash left-handed hitters. As we know, me and Steve mention it all the time, going against Devin Schmelter, 4.10 ERA last month, 9.6 ERA in his last two starts. Bust this nerd up at plus money. White Sox get two in a row. That's what I got today.
You'd say Marlins money line as well.
Yeah, they're favorited, right, Steve?
They're favored pretty heavy. They're like minus 160.
All right. So what about a run line bet, like minus?
So I'm scared.
I'm just bad at
they're -162. The run line's +138. It scares the shit out of me. Oh wait, that moved a lot. The run line is now +118, and the money line's -178.
Yeah, so definitely people putting their money in there.
Yeah, it just scares the shit out of me because they don't score any runs.
Total's still at 7, Steve.
Yeah, over is +100, under is -122.
Not when it's that close or that low.
Yeah, it's crazy to me to look at that. Like the total being at 7, the books adjusted really hard from April because a lot of over unders were set at 8.5, and people were just mashing unders. And now the books have adjusted. Like even Yankees, Red Sox, they're fucking over unders 8 tonight. I might go over on that.
Yeah, no, I definitely would go over. Kudos to me because I made a bomb ass prediction last week. Or whenever the Red Sox were playing, I said fade the Red Sox and all. I said Yankees first 5. I said the Yankees team total and Yankees money line. And I would have won a bunch of money.
Like when you don't bet, we call that
the Frank Sinatra Friday Farley.
Parlay. Frank Sinatra Friday Farley.
I like that.
You know what? I'm gonna do this right now. Here we go. Just on the show right now. Before we get out of here, hold on. I'm gonna do this. We're gonna do call Perfect. This. Just,
okay, yeah, we're going to add it all into a parlay.
There's just going to be the bad signal parlay Friday.
Signal parlay, let's go. Add it up.
Okay, so what did we say now? We said Red Sox money line.
Yeah, Pirates.
Pirates money line. And then we got White Sox.
White Sox money, yeah.
So we'll do those three. White Sox money line, bang. All right, we put those together. +1093.
Wow.
No.
Juicy. Yeah. Juicy underdogs parlay right there.
Okay.
I got some free money from Barstool, so that's going to go on that.
Awesome. Because I have no money right now. It's like all the money is from this veal chop in my teeth.
Yeah, you were eating good last night, right?
Oh, I know. The boys, where can we find you? Sheffield Shuffler, the best account on TikTok.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's it. That's okay, guys. We're slamming this parlay. I'm going to post it on social media. And if I didn't post it, if I didn't post this video, then I suck at life and I should shut my podcast down.
Wow.
You don't have a rundown?
I didn't say that.
Have any intro music? Your podcast sucks. It reminds me of the Dave Chappelle episode where he's like, you know why? The customers, because you know why? Because fuck them.
That's it. Fuck them. That's why. Because fuck them. That's why.
Yeah.
Rep that shit up.
NYC.
Yeah.
That's it. 20. I'm going to have 100,000 views on my next one.
Can I speak to the manager? Yeah. I actually am the manager.
All right, boys. Thanks so much for your time. This was fun.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.